Lord, it is good to give thanks to you. It's a wonderful opportunity to be here today to begin this new venture together, to celebrate the goodness of God in the journey of faith and the ways that God invites us to grow as disciples. Obviously, I'm Father Mark, and I thank you for the welcome and the ways that you've tried to help me. I want to begin with a story. It's kind of like what I experienced just this morning, but there was a visiting priest at a church years ago, and there were some technological difficulties as well as with the microphone. But to realize that years ago, before the Mass kind of changed a few of its phrases, that when the priest or deacon would say, "The Lord be with you," would say, "and also with you." So keep that little phrase in mind. So the priest, his microphone wasn't working like mine, and so he got to the pulpit to read the gospel, and before he said something like, "The Lord be with you," he said, "I think there's something wrong with the microphone," and people right away said, "and also with you." I hope that's not the case for me beyond this day, but truly am humbled and honored to be your pastor and to try to be your spiritual leader. I want to just make sure that we understand expectations. I'm not perfect. I'm with you on the journey of trying to seek God's kingdom and especially the gift of salvation. I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm not God, but I will try my best to serve you. Along with that, there's many things that we'll discover together, and I don't want to tell you everything about me because then you won't know what I may talk about next week if I tell you everything. But I, first of all, again, want to accent the concept of your wonderful welcome and helping me not only arrive and assist as I settle in. I thank you in so many ways for people who have assisted to make my living quarters in the office. We're still in process, but we're getting there to make it truly part of my life, part of my home, part of my normal place of serving God's people. I'm very grateful for your patience and appreciation for all that you do. I want to also extend gratitude for Deacon Kevin Fuller and also Father Mario, who have served, especially these past few months during this time. Also want to invite you to pray with me still for Father Joe Ray, that he continues to get healthy and can hopefully serve God's people as a wonderful priest. Especially also thank the staff and many other people for your pastoral ministry during these months at St. Pius X, and especially as you have been involved not only with the Parish Festival just a couple weeks ago, but as you plan for the 70th celebration of many people doing wonderful things behind the scenes. I applaud your efforts and salute you. Some people already know I've been a priest for 33 years. I was a classmate of one of the former pastors, Father Mike Eckley. So he was more gifted. That's why he came earlier than I. And so I was actually the youngest out of the class, so that's why I'm a little bit later. I've been a pastor for 27 years. This is my 8th or 9th parish, so I moved a few times. Somebody was wondering why I had boxes labeled. It's like I've been through this more than once. But I'm delighted and still learning to know with you what our baptismal call means to be a disciple and a servant in God's kingdom. My hometown parish is St. Michael in Tarnoff. It's a little village that's just a little bit smaller than the metropolitan area of Omaha. Population is about 98. It's a wonderful little village. I still have some family living there. I grew up on a farm. I have three sisters. My parents, unfortunately, have died very young in their 70s. But the village and the concept of Tarnoff is kind of like what they said about Jesus coming from Nazareth. They wonder, any good thing come out of Nazareth? They say the same thing about Tarnoff. So, lastly, mindful that we're celebrating a baptism, it's exciting to know that we get to welcome a new member into the faith community, to think of God always inviting us to grow, and that's really what the scriptures are about today, huh? The first reading describes how God kind of talked about taking from a special tree, a branch, and kind of planting it and allowing it to flourish. And that was God's desire for the people of Israel, to grow in image of God, his likeness, his love. And the same way in the gospel of Jesus talking about the kingdom of God and planting seeds, even the smallest seed, the mustard seed, and how there was potential for growth, and to know that sometimes with God, the growth happens very mysteriously. We don't know how it happens. Since I grew up on a farm, I will later on share with you some other examples of planting, but I'll give you one. When I was growing up with my three sisters and my parents, we worked hard, had chores, raised livestock, but we also had three gardens. One wasn't enough, but we needed three. And it seemed like I spent the entire summer tilling, and that's way before there were like really these great machines like the normal tiller. I had to use a hoe and a rake and other things, and then also to irrigate or to water the whole garden, all the gardens. And it seemed like I spent a lot of time, but at the end of the year or by midsummer, it was wonderful to taste some of the fruits of the labors, like sweet corn, and then even maybe a little bit later, a great big watermelon. And to think that, wow, this grew from a little seed. Huh? And to think of God really wanting us to say, he wants us to also be co-workers in this process of the kingdom. And so sometimes it's not only God inviting us to observe, but to say that we are sometimes called to maybe plant the seed or maybe till the soil. And that God then will do the rest. Huh? He will bless us and nurture this gift. So I want to end with two questions for us. One is maybe as you think about God's kingdom, and there truly are wonderful and a multitude of great things happening in this parish and school already, but just to still think about how you personally cooperate with God to make the kingdom of God flourish, and are there other things that maybe you could consider? And then secondly, what might need to be tilled in your own life, your heart and soul, or what might need to be uprooted that you can make room for more of God's grace to grow and become fruitful in your life? Because the journey of faith is not just to exist, but it's to grow and to flourish, to become prosperous like the kingdom of God in our midst. So let us praise God and know as we celebrate the Eucharist, especially after we celebrate baptism, that together we can come before God and say, Lord, it is truly good to give thanks to you and know that you bless us and grant us so many gifts that the only thing we really can say is thank you, Lord, and bless us.